1 and verse number 40, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. We're going to do a little flipping, but we're going to get into the Word tonight. Acts chapter number 21 and verse number 40, and the Bible says, "And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. And when they heard that he had spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he saith, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, yet brought up in the city and the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, and ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. And also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass, as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon." Here's a Bible word, Brother Charles. Suddenly there shone around from heaven a great light around about me, and I fell unto the ground and heard a voice say unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake unto me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all the things which are appointed for thee to do. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you that when adversity comes, and it comes in all of our lives, that we all handle it in different ways. Father, I thank you tonight that we're not a bunch of robots walking around, but we have a free will and we have a free choice to do what you've called us to do, or we can handle that adversity on our own. And Lord, I pray tonight that as we study a portion of your Word, Lord, when we walk out, we'll have a better understanding or how to handle that adversity when it comes our way. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for everyone that come out tonight. I thank you for the reading of your Word. I thank you for the great move of the Holy Ghost that's in this place, how people are getting saved and getting baptized and getting right where you'd have them to be. Father, if they be one lost tonight, I pray that they get saved before it's eternally too late. You have your will and way in this place. We'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. I ask you tonight to let me say nothing that would offend anybody tonight, Father, but I pray most of all I don't offend you, Father. Lord, I pray tonight you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything that is said behind this sacred desk be all about you and nothing about me. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. How we handle adversity when it comes our way. If you study this tonight and you go back to chapter 21 down through verse chapter number 22, we see that Paul, he was arrested and put into chains in verse 36 of chapter number 21. They had arrested him, and when he'd come to that way, they had carried him about and they had put him into prison and they had locked him up. And when he had come here, that adversity came. Instead of laying down, Paul faced his crowd in order to reach his crowd. He didn't back down or cower down, but he faced the crowd that had brought him forth. And tonight he stayed cool, he stayed calm, and he stayed courageous when adversity comes. And how can we correctly handle adversity when it comes to our life? How can we handle adversity when it comes to our life? Look in verse number 40 what it said. It said that Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with his hand unto the people. You know what he did? He took his hands and he silenced the people, even though they were all against him and they was railing on him and they was bringing false accusations to him at this time. He raised up his hands and he quietened the crowd and he tried to get the crowd to quieten down. And here's what he did. When he done that, he said, with a great silence it put all over the place, and he spoke in a tongue that they could understand. He spoke a way that they could understand what he was saying. And when he got here, he said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense. Hey, tonight, night, can I say to you, they was coming against him and they was railing on him. He said, but I got a defense tonight, and it's the Holy Ghost that is living inside of me. And I got to tell you that I've met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and I've been saved, and I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm not who I used to be. Hey, but can I say to you tonight, even though you're saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, born again, heaven bound, I want you to know tonight, adversity will still come your way. You'll never get around it. You'll never get over it. All you can do is go through it through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you say, how can I handle it correctly tonight? I'd say, number one tonight, we must yield to the Holy Spirit. We must yield. We must stop and let the Holy Spirit have complete control in our life. And tonight, when you do that, he got here, and Paul could have got bitter. He could have got sour. He could have done all kind of things. But instead, he spoke, thus saith the Word of God. And what did he give? He gave his testimony and what God had did in his life. The number one thing for a saved man that I want you to guard in your life is your testimony. Hey, don't you drag it through the mud. Hey, don't you drag it through and let men trample all over your testimony tonight. If you yield to the Spirit of God, if you don't yield, you're going to get run over. Can I get an amen? Have you ever got on the interstate up there at Hamilton on I-22 and you're coming on there and it's got a yield sign, and if you don't stop, that other traffic is coming on through, and if you don't yield and look back and see what's coming, and be sure that you don't just jump out in there, you will get run over by the oncoming traffic. Can I say to you tonight, hey, Satan would love nothing more than for you to get run over tonight. Hey, but tonight, to handle that adversity, number one, you must yield to the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to give you that peace, that long-suffering, that meekness, and that temperance tonight, which is self-control. You'll find that in the fruit of the Spirit tonight. In Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 22 and 23. If you'll turn with me there tonight. In Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 22 tonight. I'm talking about yield to the Spirit of God. Hey, yield to Him tonight. Before I blow up, I need to yield to the Spirit of God tonight. But in my life, sometimes I don't yield to the Spirit of God like I should. But tonight we all ought to yield to the Spirit of God. And look what He says tonight in Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 22. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is this: it is love, it is joy, it's peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance would be a self-control. Against such there is no law. Here, when Paul came and adversity came his way, he didn't get mad. He yielded to the Spirit of God. Can I say to you tonight, number two, I want to share this with you that I see in the text. Not only do you yield to the Spirit of God, but you must trust and depend on God. Can you imagine these? They've done locked him up. They've done put him in chains. They're wanting to kill him. They're wanting to do away with him. And you know what he did? He stood up and told them about Jesus, Brother J.D. Hey, what kind of man is that that would stand up when his life is on the line? I'd say it ain't a Superman. It's just a saved man. Amen. He stood up when he should have been backing down. He stood up and preached, thus saith the Word of God. He didn't back down, but he stood up. Tonight, not only yield to the Holy Spirit, but trust and depend on God. You must get to that place, and I must get to that place. If I'm going to yield to the Spirit, and I'm going to let the fruit of the Spirit come out of my life, I must be willing to trust and depend on God. I've got to trust, and I've got to depend on God. Turn with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter number 3. Verse number 5 and 6. Not only do we yield to the Spirit of God, but we must trust and depend on God. Proverbs chapter number 3 tonight, and verse number 5 and verse number 6. If you'll turn with me there tonight. To yield, but to trust and depend on God. To trust and depend on God. Tonight I want to ask you a question. Do you depend on God? Do you trust God with everything that you got going on in your life? When adversity comes and it hits you right in the face, you're going to have to trust and depend on God. Look what he says. Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 5, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now that's a catch right there. You can trust God with your whole heart, but you're going to have to lean on Him. Because your understanding is going to tell you one thing. Your knowledge, not His foreknowledge, but your knowledge is going to tell you one thing. I'll say, I know how to do it. I know how to fix it. But it may not be the way He wants you to do it or fix it right then. So he said this. He said, lean on him. Tonight, you can trust him with all of your heart and not lean on him. Tonight, as your pastor, I want this church to trust God with all their heart, but also I want you to lean on him and not on our own understanding, but lean on God and lean on his understanding and what he's going to do in our life. Tonight, I want you to know it's hard to lean on God when you can't see the outcome. It's hard, but that's how when you trust and you depend on him that he's going to make all things new. He's going to take care of what you've got going on. He's going to fix it. He's going to make a way out, and he's going to help you. Number one, you're going to have to yield to him. And to yield is to say, I'm under your submission. I'm going to do what you called me to do. I'm going to walk your way even though I don't see it, even though it don't line up, even though it don't go that way. I'm going to do what you called me to do. And even when it still don't look like it, Brother Garrett, and I still don't see proof in it, I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to obey you, and I'm going to depend on you. You heard about the little girl, didn't you? They started singing a song, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And the little girl was on front pew and she was singing it, and her mama heard her, and when she was singing, she wasn't singing trust and obey, she was singing trust and okay, for there's no other way. And her mama stopped her and said, baby, it ain't trust and okay, it's trust and obey. She said, oh mama, if you trust Jesus, everything's okay. It ain't just trust. Oh, mama, if you just trust Jesus, everything's okay. Hey, amen. Let me show you this. No, she didn't have it backwards. If you just trust Jesus, everything's going to be okay. Amen. Let me show you this tonight, though, here in Proverbs chapter number 3, verse 5 and 6. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Man, that's hard, ain't it? Acknowledge him. No matter what's good or bad, whatever it is, you acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. When Paul stood up there and he had adversity coming, he silenced the crowd. You know what he did? He acknowledged Jesus Christ. He didn't go and say, hey, I'm this and I'm that. He said, let me tell you what happened on the road to Damascus. There's people been getting saved around here, popping up everywhere like popcorn out of a popcorn machine. And you know what tonight? You always stand on that testimony that Jesus Christ saved your soul. You nailed it down in the blood of Jesus, and he saved you. Tonight, your testimony is what's going to help you. He said they overcame him. Overcame who? Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You stick with what God's done in your life. Let me give you something else tonight. One, you must yield to the Spirit. Two, you must trust and depend on God. But number three, if you're going to trust and depend on God, you're going to have to rest. And this is where I fall short. Now, I'm honest tonight with you. It's hard for me to rest when things are when adversity's coming. And it feels like everywhere you turn, something's blowing down your neck. Can I get a witness tonight? Everywhere you turn, something's blowing down your neck. Every text that comes in, it ain't nothing good. It's all bad. Pray for this and pray for that one. This and sick, this and sick. And you're like, God, where are you at? Where are you at in this? Your mom's laying in Hamilton Hospital. God, where are you at in all this? He says, hey, I'm right here. Hello, I'm right here. Don't doubt me. I'm right here. I'm doing a work in what God's wanting to do. He said, I am God. I'm doing a work in your life. You just got to get on board and get with it. Look at this tonight. One, you're going to have to yield. Two, trust. But three, you're going to have to rest that God will fulfill his promises. To rest. To rest. Now, when adversity comes, it's hard to rest. Sister Kim, you said you quieten down or shut down. Do you rest when you shut down? There ain't no rest. You may shut down. You may get in a recliner, cover up, turn the heat up, do whatever. There ain't no rest, are there? Your mind's running like a hamster in a little wheel, just running like crazy. You're sitting there, room full of people, but you're all by yourself. Huh? Hey, you at work and people at work, but you're all by yourself. And all you do is thinking. How can I fix this? How can I make this get right? How can I? And God said the whole time, won't you just rest and let me have it? If you truly give it to me, I'm going to take it and handle it. Look at this tonight. We must rest that God will fulfill his promises. Turn with me. And this is what he said when he stood up. He stood up and he said, this is what God has done in my life. Even though adversity's coming, I'm going to do what God's called me to do. He says this. He said, Lord, what will you have me to do? He said, arise, get up from where you're at, and you shall be told the things to do. A lot of times we don't know what God's wanting us to do because we ain't got up yet. We're still sitting down on our prayers. Sitting down on the promises of God and sitting down on what God's wanting to do in our life. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 37 this afternoon in verse number 5. Psalm 37 in verse number 5, if you'll turn there. Psalm 37 in verse number 5. Psalm 37 in verse number 5. It said when Abraham Lincoln took the presidency of the United States of America, said he had an old King James Bible, and said he left it laying there, and one of the guys in Congress there wanted to look at his Bible and said the old Bible was, I don't know, I like Abraham Lincoln. I like presences. Presences. What is it, Sister Nice? You know what I'm trying to say. Presidents. You know what I mean? Hey, that's my teachers. I've done as good as they taught me. Amen. But you know what I'm saying? I like presidents. I like reading up on them. And said he had a King James Bible sitting there. And said a guy wanted to know. Said, man, that thing was wore and it was tattered on the outside. But said there was a spot in his Bible you could see that it was his thumb had been. And said it was just dirty. There were several pages in the Old Testament that was clean. Several pages in the New Testament on the outside that was clean. But right there in a certain place, you can just see that he went to a certain spot in the Bible all the time. And said when he got in there, this was his favorite chapter and verse in the whole Bible. When he went and asked him, he said, this is my go-to. Look with me, if you will, in Psalm 37 and verse number 3. Trust in the Lord. He had adversity, by the way. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. He said, trust him, delight yourself in him. And commit your way unto the Lord and trust him. He shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. In verse 7, read that first word with me. Rest. You're going to have to rest in what God's going to do in your life. You've got to rest in it. You know what Satan's trying to do to you and I? Keep us so busy, so with adversity, things that come, keep us running around like a bunch of rats, not knowing what to do. And we got a God sitting on a throne that knows exactly what's going on. But we have no rest. We have no rest. Tonight, if you're going to handle adversity, you're going to have to learn how to rest in God and what he's called you to do. Let me give you something else tonight and we'll close here. Paul, when he came here in chapter 22, he had rest. When he stood up before the ones that was accusing him, he had rest. He was at peace. But you're going to have to, and I'm going to have to, this is where I'm going to have to be. I'm going to have to be thankful and prayerful. Even if it don't turn out the way I think it should, I got to know it went through the hand of God before it ever come to me. If you're a child of God tonight, there's nothing comes to your life that don't go through his hand before it ever got to you. He's your father, your good, good father. The Bible said he's faithful. You don't have to be faithful to make him faithful. He can't change. He's faithful. It's just who he is. That's his nature. He's faithful. You don't believe me, you're here tonight. You got air in your lungs. Let him quit being faithful. You're not here. Let him take that air. So I buried my cousin today, 36-year-old. 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 Had my whole family that was left on my dad's side sitting in the corner over here. And all day long, knowing I was going to preach at the funeral, I said, Lord, what you want me to bring? And he said, go to James. Chapter number 4. Know you not your life is but a vapor? Don't you know your life is but a vapor? Here for a short time, then it vanishes away. And I just told him, I said, you know, man, your life is so short. I said, don't you know it's just a vapor? We run around worrying about everything, and you ain't got, but your lifespan right now ain't about that long. If you're over 70 years old in here, you're living on borrowed time anyway. Listen to me, Bible. If you're over 40, you're done halfway over, Bible. So, preacher, I'm 45, I feel good. If you realize how close you was to death, you'd be short. Short. Since here for a little while, it's so special. That baby there is so special. He's special, ain't he? Yeah. You love him to death. So special. But then it's gone. I said, it's so serious. Life is so serious. So what do you want me to tell him? He said, you tell every one of them how to be saved. Man, sitting there with my family, sitting there to my left. I said, Lord, you want me to tell them how to be saved? He said, ain't nothing else you can give them. Nothing else matters. If they leave this walk of life and love you and go to hell, what good is it? If you tell them the truth, it's going to be worth it all one day. If they receive it, told them how to be born again. Tonight, my thing is this. When adversity comes, you keep giving Jesus. You keep giving Jesus. You keep giving Jesus. You keep giving Jesus. You keep letting God move in your life. You be thankful for what He's done. You be thankful. Walking out of the funeral home today, and this mama met me, and she had tears flowing down her face, and she said, "You know my son," and she called his age. She said, "You know him?" I said, "Yeah, I used to work with him." She said, "He's in prison for drugs." I said, "Thank God." She looked at me like I was crazy. I said, "At least he ain't here in the casket. At least he's got time to get it right." She said, "Preacher, I don't know if there's any hope or not." I said, "Yesterday was 20 years since I had my manufacturing charge." I can't get over that. What this tickles me to death. How God can take something that was nothing and just save your soul. Be thankful. I get in a pity party sometimes, folks, but I'm just thankful I ain't where I used to be, Brother Austin. Thankful I ain't where I used to be. Thankful I ain't where I used to be. Let me show you this tonight. Life is but a vapor. Only here for a short time. Philippians chapter number 4. And Paul knew that. He had persecuted Christians, persecuted the church. And he said, "The time I got left is going to be all for Jesus." Handling adversity. Philippians chapter number 4 tonight, and we'll be closing. Philippians chapter number 4 tonight, and I want to show you this in the Word of God. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 6 and 7. To handle adversity when it comes, we got to know that we got to be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, Philippians 4, 6, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. Brother John, that's the prayer you're talking about. Let your requests be made known to God. I don't know about y'all, but I pray pretty good when I'm in a valley. When my mama's been sick, son, my prayer life is amped up. But whenever, y'all may kick me out tomorrow. Y'all ain't like this, but I got to tell y'all how I am. Man, when my mama's sister Patsy's sick, son, I've been on my knees. You hear me? I've been a praying heaven down. And it felt like all the words was lining up like it should. But boy, when everything's going good and the sun's shining and everything's going good and mama ain't sick, ain't nothing going on, ain't no problems, don't feel like. Start backing down a little bit. Well, I don't need prayer over that. Ain't that, I can handle that. And then before long, I find myself right back where I was at instead of praying about everything. He says, in the peace of God, when you get all your requests to God, and when adversity comes, you give it all to God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding. No matter what adversity comes, you walk right through it. People says, how do you keep walking? It's a peace that passeth all understanding. Same thing when you talked on the phone yesterday. It's a peace that passes all understanding. Brother Travis told me, he said, you got a testimony to protect. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts. Brother Hagin, here's my problem. In my mind. In my mind. My mind's what wonders. Does yours? And my mind will get to wonder. He'll keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In everything, let your requests be known. If you're going to handle adversity, you're going to have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Trust and depend on God. Rest in God's promises. And be thankful. And pray about everything that goes on in your life. I'm going to give you one verse to write down. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. When adversity comes, sometimes the best thing we can do is if I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit, I got to be quiet sometimes. If I'm going to trust God, I'm going to have to just be quiet and let Him do His thing sometimes. If I'm going to rest, if I'm resting, I got to be quiet. And most of the time when I'm thankful, I'm prayerful, it's when in my quiet time. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. How will you handle adversity when it comes your way? I pray I handle it better than I usually do. And the only way I'll handle it better is by yielding to the Spirit of God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, we love you and we thank you for this night. Thank you that when adversity and things come our way that we don't know how to handle, don't know what to do, we can look to you. Father Apostle Paul there, they was wanting to kill him. Adversity had come to his door. Things had come his way. And Lord, all he'd done was just lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that everybody in this place have a good week. And when adversity comes, we just yield to your Holy Spirit. Have your will and way in this place. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said. Amen. Brother Charles, come on up here, Brother Charles.